Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Appraise This. Tim Luke flying solo today because Greg is under the weather. But you can find both Tim and Greg online, tqag.com, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. Let us go down to the warm beaches of Florida, I think, and bring in Tim Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Now, where are you?
Well, I'm actually in the car. I'm on my way down to Miami. So I have a 9 o'clock appraisal. So it's been a crazy week.
All right. Now, and for people that don't know, now I always found that traffic from where you live heading south, it can be as incredibly slow as tied up New York City traffic.
It can be. So for my 9 o'clock appointment, I was up at 5 a.m. and on the road very early, and I've already encountered two accidents that slowed down a little bit. But here's the great thing about having a Prius. I get to drive in the HOV lane. So that's really nice, and that's really helped.
Well, but anybody that drives in Florida knows that lots of car accidents are always around. And yes, folks, I'm sorry you're going to be mad, but it does involve people 60 and over.
Yes, and so you have to take your time, be alert, and so that's why you're on speaker, and I'm two hands on the steering wheel.
All right. Well, two hands on the steering wheel. Where do you want to drive us to this morning?
Well, I want to take you to what's going to happen on Thursday. I'm really excited about this, is that I had an opportunity to help a client. It was actually a corporate client. They had a bunch of artwork that they had no idea what it was. And, I mean, this is a true no clue. They actually inherited this from the building they bought, and people left this behind. Another company left this behind. And there was a variety of stuff that not so much that was great. However, there was one diamond in the rough, and it's by an artist named Sam Gilliam. And Sam Gilliam was part of the African-American artist movement in the 60s and 70s. That really didn't get a whole lot of momentum until just this past couple of years. And his works have really skyrocketed to the point where this one piece, that it's an abstract, and it's, as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, this is special. And I didn't realize how special. It has a pre-auction estimate of $500,000 to $700,000.
Wow.
And it's on the cover of Christie's auction catalog for Thursday's auction, and it's lot number 8, and I'm really excited to see what this sells for. It has the potential, and I will say others of this size and magnitude have sold in the $1 million to $1.5 million price range. I'll be happy if it hits $500,000, and so will my client. They were thrilled. They were just thrilled. But we did find another piece of work that is by an artist, Paul Jenkins, that is from the 70s. The artwork is from the 70s. And that has an estimate of $30,000 to $50,000. And that'll be interesting. That's coming up in May, I think, April or May. But those two things are these great finds that you hear these, that, and you've heard us a lot. We go into, like, I'm going into this house right now for this appointment. Not that they're hoping to find anything, but they always say, hey, if there's, you know, do I have any, you know, that hidden treasure? 90 times out of 100, there's nothing. it's maybe, or 99 times maybe, but that one time that it's like, wow, this is really great. And that is the value of having somebody come in and just say, here, let me help you. Let me help you discover what it is that you have so that you have a better idea and can make an informed decision on what to do. So I was able to help guide them through the international auction market and say, here's why this needs to go here, and here's what this could do. And Christie's was great. They've already sent it to Los Angeles. It was on view in Los Angeles, and it went on view in New York on, I think, Friday or Saturday. And they sent me photos from the viewing room, and oh, it's wonderful. It's in a great spot. So I'm really excited about that. And I'll post that on our Facebook page, so you'll see that, what that piece looks like.
And are you busy after that? I mean, is there any time you're flying out now?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm flying out on Thursday, so I'm not even going to be able to watch the auction. I have to go up to Tallahassee to do another estate appraisal. I get back and then start traveling really toward the middle of the month. So I'll be here to take care of Greg and hope that he gets better. And it's just been a little crazy. It's been an unexpected thing. So I've been rescheduling some of his appointments, and everyone has been really great. But I'm playing basically double duty, trying to help do what I have to do and then reschedule his clients and try and meet with them on the weekends or something so that he can recover.
Is he going to be laid up for very long, or is it just an unknown factor?
It's an unknown thing. We're not really sure. So we're kind of taking it day by day, and it just happened on Sunday. So it's a little bit of an infection. It's a post-surgical infection. He had some veins that he had removed, and it's one of those things that it does happen. They tell you that it's a possibility. So we're being very precautious, just making sure that he gets better.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's hard to keep a good man down.
It is. Oh my goodness. He wanted to drive himself to the hospital, and I was like, "No, what, are you crazy?" No, and even now he's like, "Oh, I feel so bad. I hope," you know, he had to rearrange some things and cancel some things, and I said, "Greg, you need to get better. Don't worry, and everybody will understand." So that's part of also what we do in our business is really helping people when they're at their, you know, stressful. And I think a lot of that has helped, I know it's helped me deal with very stressful situations in saying, okay, let's bring this down. Let's look at it this way. Let's take a look at the market. Let's see where things are. And you have choices here. So let me help you make the right choice. And I think that's what you want to go with a good art advisor or a good consultant, is that they're going to help you realize what the best choices are. Ultimately, it's up to you, but they're going to give you and guide you so that you can make those right choices.
All right. Now, is there any, I'm going to sound like a bozo here. When is your prime time? And when is the prime time for people who are really looking to get things out on the market, or out for auction? When is the prime time for them to start getting things together? Is it like a spring into summer thing, or is it just a 12-month a year thing?
It really depends. So if somebody were to bring me something now, then we'd be looking at the fall season. So there, what's great is that there's a spring season and a fall season of when you can sell things, when things are like they're at their height, that cycle. So it really depends. Like, I have another client that has a wonderful piece, and I said, you know, if we can get this now, March 6th is the deadline, we can get it into May, so that'll be great. And then they had some family issues, and I said, that's fine, we can always sell it. We can get it in the fall or next year. That's the beauty of what we do, is that it's a constant cycle. So, you know, and right now things are good. If the economy starts changing, then that's where I start pushing a little more and saying, hey, we need to get this out there sooner than later, because there might not be as much money in the market. So we might want to consider that. So there's a lot of those things that go into decision making, as far as when you sell, when you get things out into the marketplace, and that's what we try to advise our clients on.
All right. So, you're in the summer league, like the summer baseball guys now, right?
Yeah.
This is your this is your spring training.
It pretty much is.
Well, actually, this is probably the spring training is nice,
which is great.
Yeah, you need to take it easy once in a while. Well, I'll let you get back behind the wheel so you don't get pulled over for talking on the phone in the car.
Exactly.
Have a safe.
Although I've got the Bluetooth.
It doesn't matter. In Connecticut, they'll get you for the Bluetooth. Even if you're talking on the phone and you're driving in Connecticut, they still go after you. Doesn't matter whether it's Bluetooth or not. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Well, I'll let you be safe for your travels. Give our best, of course, to my brother from another mother. And
I definitely will. And just so you know, and everyone knows, I'm really going about 15 miles an hour. I mean, this is how I'm stuck in traffic. So this was perfect.
All right. Well, have a safe trip. I hope you get there on time.
Great. Thank you. Take care, Marshall.
Take care, Tim. Tim Luke, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group here on Robin Hood Radio, TQAG.com, on the drive, heading south to South Florida.